Joining us now is someone who doesn't mind slipping on some Elvis outfits. Mark Andrew is with us. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So well. You've had a really busy year, you and your beautiful wife, yep. Lisa Curry. Why on earth are you jumping out of a perfectly good aeroplane on Sunday?
Well, funny story. I was at a gig on a cruise and somebody just came up to me and said, Mark, would you jump out of a plane as Elvis to raise money for type 1 diabetes? And I said, should you?
Why not?
Now, the first question to me is, I've only done this once. I think you've done it once, Caroline.
I've done it twice.
Twice. Mm. It seems to be the thing that people do at least once. Have you done any kind of skydiving before, Mark?
I have done it once, and I was as cool as a cucumber.
Is that
I was like,
right?
Not a butterfly, nothing. I was so relaxed. And I actually thought, I'll do this again. And when this opportunity came up, I thought, why not? And I asked Lisa if she wanted to do it.
Lisa's there
and
with
Lisa's
you,
here.
Looking a little bit coy. Lisa, are you jumping out of a plane on Sunday?
Shit, no.
Very different responses.
Absolute no for me. I have skydived once before.
Yeah.
And it was the scariest thing I've ever done. Because when you're sitting at the edge of the plane with the door up, like you can't unjump. You can't half jump. It's not even up to you. It's up to somebody else. And
do you know the second time I did it, I just thought, this is stupid. Why am I doing it? Like the first time, loved it. Got us through it the second time. I'm like, yeah. And then I just thought, why would you do this?
But, you know, it is for a good cause. And Mark does like flying in the air. So I'll leave it to him.
Well, I've seen that movie, Honeymoon in Vegas, and there was about 30 or 40 jumping out of a plane with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually doing it in full get-up. And I thought of auctioning the suit afterwards, but I thought it might have some stains in it.
Yes,
so that might have some wee in it. Hey, will you do it with a cape? Can you have your cape flowing?
Well, no, because then my tandem won't know where the string is because the cape will be right in his face.
That is true.
So you are doing a tandem. It's not a solo jump.
It's the tandem, mate. I haven't done the training to do a solo, so I wouldn't trust myself. I'd be having so much fun. I go, I forgot.
Yeah.
What song would Elvis sing on the way out of a plane?
I might, we're going to film it, so.
Return to sender.
That could work.
I like it.
Can't help falling in love.
Can't help falling in love.
You know, really, always on my mind. That'd be the ripcord. Blue suede shoes. Not sure how they are for skydiving.
Different ways, maybe, if it goes wrong.
Devil in disguise.
That's right.
Yeah, you hope that's not your tandem instructor.
So if people want to support you, what do we do?
Well, on my Mark Andrew Facebook page, there's a link how people can donate. And my goal was $5,000. So I'm over $3,000 at the moment.
Oh, well done.
So we're nearly there.
Yeah. Keep up the good work, buddy, because the cause is for type 1 diabetes, right? Is there a reason why you've gone with that cause? Is there something close to your heart there?
Well, my dad had type 2, and I think, you know, type 1 is a little bit, families are struggling because, you know, kids are born with it. It could develop within the first few years of their life. So it's a constant struggle. And this cause is trying to raise $150,000. So we're nearly there. We're at around about 130 or 120. And there's 130,000 people in Australia that have type 1, and there's about 8 a day, you know, that are born with it. Yeah,
right. Okay. Well,
it's a great cause. Mark, all you have to do is track you down, make a donation, or, of course, you can come and see you land. Have I got this right? Stumers Creek?
Stupid Creek.
Yeah, hopefully we'll land. If it goes wrong, we'll land in the water. But if it goes right, we'll land on the sandbank there.
And don't forget to
the dog area where, you know, all the dogs can play off
it
lead.
Is where the dogs
play. I'll be there with my friend and I'll have Mark's phone. We're doing a live. So I'll be watching him coming in live from 14,000 feet and hopefully he'll land with 2 feet on the ground.
Yeah, I don't actually want to land sitting down. I want to land and actually just sort of run into position and do an Elvis pose.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. Well, don't forget to shake, rattle, and roll. I love this, guys. This is going to be a lot of fun. All right, we're looking out for it. We've got all the details there. If you missed that, you can give us a call and we can point you in the right direction.
Yes. And can you sing us out, Mark? Any song? Any other song will do.
Wise men say only fools rush in. But I can't help falling to Schumer's Creek.
Wise men say only fools jump out of planes, buddy.
Fools fall in love, not worry.
Well, guys, great to see you. Great to see you both. You're out on the farm. You're taking some time out to come back to the coast. And we will see you very, very soon.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Good morning, everyone.
See, I can see you on video. Lisa's caught on a cough. This is hilarious.
Caught in a cough.
In the cough.
He's telling me to far cough.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all we'll need, guys. That's great.
Brilliant.
You're a great little great
this
little
won't
duo.
Go to air tomorrow, just so you know. It'll go to air on Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, great. Okay, right. Thank you.
Brilliant. I'm going to get back to my farm bitch duties. He's got to list this long for me.
How's your mower going, Lisa? You still got your mower?
Yeah, but I tell you what, if you want to go into business, go into the mower repair business, because I'll tell you what, they are so overloaded with mowers with all this grass growing a foot long every week. Yeah, love the mower, love the ride on.
Yeah, we got a couple here, so
It's easier to get in to see a doctor than it is to get the ride on mower guy to come to my place.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, yeah, guys, glad to see you well, and we'll chat soon. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. This is my old jukebox. See, it's a 1959 Wurlitzer.
The Wurlitzer. My mum has got a big 3-tier organ, a big cream white Wurlitzer organ. That's what you're reminding me of with that gadget, mate. That's old, very old. Hey, buddy, we're going to run, but thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you. See you later. Bye.
Bye.